I got my mojo.
Mojo 5-0.
I got my mojo working. I
live free.
I got my mojo working. Just won't work on you. I got my mojo working, but I just don't know what to do, y'all.
Man, I love being here. It's awesome. It is 420 today. So for those of you that care to celebrate, have at it. Welcome to Patriotically Correct. My name is Stu Peters. In a moment, we'll go live to the Cortez Wealth Management headquarters. Take that music down just a little bit for me. I just wanted to make an announcement here. A lawmaker in Minnesota has proposed a new bill that would prevent convicted protesters from being able to receive federal benefits like food stamps, unemployment benefits, and other forms of government assistance. The bill was written by Republican State Senator Dave Osmek, and the bill includes other government benefits like health care, student loans, rental and housing assistance, and business grants. An excerpt from the bill reads, quote, "A person convicted of a criminal offense related to the person's illegal conduct at a protest, demonstration, rally, civil unrest, or march is ineligible for any type of state loan, grant, or assistance, including but not limited to college student loans and grants, rent and mortgage assistance, supplemental nutrition assistance, unemployment benefits, and other employment assistance, Minnesota supplemental aid programs, business grants, medical assistance, general assistance, and energy assistance." So how can anyone argue that this would be effective? Those of us that work every day, that try to be great spouses, that try to be good parents, contributors to a society where we're not out burning down businesses to the ground, looting the local Foot Locker. We're not spitting and swearing at cops. So I'm all about this. I don't know. What do you think, Carlos? We're going now live to Cortez Wealth Management headquarters. Carlos Cortez joins us Monday through Friday. What do you think? Are you going to be in some trouble here, or are you going to? You better stop rioting.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of distractions, a lot of noise out there in the marketplace in regards to the financial markets. You know, the sky is not falling yet. America is a very, very strong and resilient. I would never bet against the good people of America, the hardworking America. It would take about 10 to 15 Joe Biden administrations to really, really make us a Venezuela. So,
but they're trying. They're trying really hard.
They're trying. But I will say that's something that's more important. Unfortunately, Stu, I'm getting a lot of calls of clients. They don't even know what to do in their 401ks and IRAs. The market's down today. Doesn't mean that it's going to be down tomorrow, but we never know when the fall off is going to happen. There's definitely going to be a correction of some sort, I feel. But you need our listeners need to call their 401k providers, ask if they have an in-service withdrawal, because they really need to de-risk their portfolio. Now is not the time to try to make money in a manipulated market with a terrible president that calls himself a president and all his crazy economical advisors. It's just not suitable for retirees right now.
The guy spills soup on himself. I mean, I don't think he really calls himself anything. I don't even think he really knows where he is. I mean, we watch the blunders tripping up the stairs of this plane that's supposedly Air Force One. You know, I mean, he's the guy, he doesn't even know if he's on the golf course. He sleeps half the day away. But that's what makes it really dangerous.
Is it evil that I laughed that he fell three times?
No, or, it's not. No, it's actually.
I feel terrible, like a terrible person.
It's just really revealing because this is the guy that we all knew was mentally inept, completely incapable of handling the official duties of the office of the presidency. We knew that this was a big setup for Kamala Harris to take over. And just wait till she gets started. If you think the market is volatile and doing strange things now, just wait till Kamala Harris, the most radical senator in the history of our country that hates America, hates the way that it was founded and hates everything about our principles, morals, our values, and the Constitution. Just wait till she gets started.
I agree. I mean, Trump said it best on Hannity last night. I mean, he looks sharp. I mean, I don't know if you've seen him recently, but he's lost a lot of weight. He looks happier, but the guy looks stronger and more cognitive than ever before. And, you know, you look at his age compared to Biden's age. I mean, there's a complete 180 in
absolutely
in acumen.
And not only that, but Trump comes down with the world-ending plague, the deadly coronavirus known as COVID-19, and he just slapped it around like a little bitch, completely defeated that thing, and then just days later, by the way, using HCQ, the thing the government doesn't want you to know about, the thing that Fauci wants to tell you is not effective, as they push you towards this Bill Gates depopulation vaccine, which we're going to get
into. And vitamin D, by the way, and zinc.
Yes, exactly. And then he was out just days later in the hot sun and heat giving a speech, a passion-filled speech in front of tens of thousands of people. So you're right. The difference between Biden and the real president, Donald J. Trump, is absolutely, I mean, it's just astounding.
Yeah, it is. And it was really good to see him on live TV last night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It made me realize what we're missing. Sometimes you don't realize what you have till it's gone, right?
Oh, they say that a lot.
I'm guilty of that like crazy, but he doubled down. He doubled down on his Mexico comment, actually tripled down. He said they're sending bad people. They're bad people. They're drug lords. Yep. They're rapists. They're murderers. And he's not calling everybody from Honduras and Central America a racist or whatever. And watch how the media is going to spin this, because God forbid Trump said something racial.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. They're going to spin that just like they spin absolutely everything else. Their hypocrisy is right out here in front of our face. As a matter of fact, coming up right after this, I've got some video evidence of the astounding hypocrisy that continues. It's nothing earth-shattering because everybody knows that these elected representatives are completely hypocritical as they force you and I to be subjected to these mandates and do all these different things. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Visit him online, CortezWM.com, home of the America First Retirement Plan. He is an independent fiduciary, not to be manipulated by Wall Street or by the gangsters in the White House or the administration. We will check in with you again tomorrow. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk with Deanna Lorraine. She's going to weigh in on the infertility effects that are being had as a result of the COVID vaccine, not only by those that have been vaccinated, but just by those that have been around somebody who's vaccinated. That and more reports coming up straight ahead on PC Radio. As you know, the government continues to lie to you. The media continues to cover for the government. These elected representatives running rampant. They're not telling you the truth about the vaccine. They're not telling you the truth about the coronavirus, the spread of COVID-19, who's being impacted by it, what the side effects are of these so-called emergency use vaccines. They're not telling you about what's really going on in the streets of Minneapolis and these democratically controlled strongholds across the country. I have a source inside law enforcement, a police source. More information on that straight ahead, upcoming here on Patriotically Correct, on what's really going on in Minneapolis, as well as some of these other democratically controlled cities across the country. I can only imagine. But I do have an inside source here from the police department who's going to give me some intel briefs and some information. You're not going to want to miss those reports. First, want to tell you some more truth about Verve Forever. They are the CBD company that I do business with. Now, I use Verve products. I use CBD for a couple of things. I use it for my shoulder pain, a terrible pain that I had in my shoulder due to arthritis from abuse when I was younger. I was an athlete, hockey and football, baseball. They all take a toll on your body. And as we get older, the shoulder pain, the joint pain, muscle, ligament, whatever pain it is that you're dealing with, it gets harder to deal with. It sticks around longer, and it disrupts your days. Don't go to the doctor for these chemicals, these weird prescriptions, these toxic things that they want you to insert into your body. Don't do that. Verve Forever offers CBD that's a holistic and natural way of dealing with some of this stuff. Also, psychological issues. Maybe you're dealing with stress and anxiety. Who isn't? Maybe you're dealing with PTSD. Maybe you or your child has ADHD or ADD. These are all things, migraine, headaches, allergies, that can be dealt with using the holistic and natural CBD that's sourced and grown right here in the United States in Colorado. Tim Klun is a veteran of our United States Air Force. He's the founder and CEO of Verve Forever. Do business with a veteran-owned company. Do business with Verve Forever. Visit them right now at AmericaFirstOil.com. That's AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, according to a police source, a cop turned whistleblower, gang members from Texas have traveled from Texas to Minnesota with weapons, with firearms, and investigators believe these to be the same group of thugs involved in planning hits on cops in Texas, assassinations. The carload of criminal lowlifes traveled to Minnesota, presumably to do the same, but their car was found and at least some of their weapons that they traveled with were recovered. Of the weapons recovered, my police source, my insider, tells me that there were six AR-15s, 1,300 rounds of .223 ammunition, 5.56 tracer rounds, and 13 brand new handguns, still in the manufacturer's case. In addition to these guns, several other stashes of firearms have been located around the Twin Cities metropolitan area, as if they've been strategically placed for rioters. Like they want to evolve from the tactics of last summer when they used bricks, urine bombs, and Molotov cocktails and now want to graduate to full-blown deadly force against cops in the wake of a jury decision in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. My police source showed me intel reports warning Minnesota police officers from multiple agencies, along with those that have come from out of state to assist in Minneapolis, that 20 to 40 buses are expected to be arriving in Minneapolis this week. 20 to 40 buses. As well as flights that have been documented arriving from all over the country, which are known to be transporting thugs, carrying riot gear, helmets, gas masks. The police source confirmed that agents from outside agencies have connected these individuals to Antifa and BLM. So why aren't they intercepting or stopping these flights and buses? Why isn't this being widely reported by the media in Minneapolis and St. Paul or around the country? Why is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob the Boy Man, the Boy Child Fry, and Governor Tim Jong Walls, why are they trying to cover all of this up while they talk about how proud they are to be in a city where peaceful demonstrators are allowed to protest systemic racism and law enforcement? Why haven't these same elected representatives or the media given the public the facts to deal with, rather than spewing lies and propaganda in a communistic-style takeover of our peaceful American neighborhoods as they use easily influenced parasites with nothing to lose as their suicide bomber missionaries, while a member of the United States Congress openly calls for a violent insurrection, and the Speaker of the House defends the words of Maxine Waters, who said that these domestic terror groups need to get, quote, more confrontational. Maxine Waters, what is more confrontational than burning entire cities to the ground, lighting places of worship on fire in broad daylight, assaulting the police with explosives, torching police precincts and neighborhood stores, raping innocent women, killing uninvolved members of the community? What exactly is it that Maxine Waters is really calling for? Nancy Pelosi initiated an impeachment of the sitting president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, after he encouraged his supporters to be peaceful while they made their voices heard in D.C. in the wake of the manipulated 2020 presidential election, while Maxine Waters is calling for a real insurrection. This is what an insurrection looks like. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters, Ilhan Omar, all of the rest of them and the media won't tell you this. Out of close to 50 million police and suspect interactions, 50 million, and 10 million arrests, that's million, the police in the United States fatally shot 1,021 people last year in 2020. They won't tell you that the broken down numbers factually show that 983 were male, 38 were female, 457 were white, while 243 were black, 170 Hispanic, and 151 labeled as other. Or they won't tell you that out of the, quote, unarmed suspects fatally shot by police, 24 were white, 18 black, 8 Hispanic, and 5 other. More whites were shot and killed than blacks. And out of 10 million arrests, that would mean that you have a 0.00024 chance of being unarmed and shot by the police in America. Those are real numbers. That's real statistics. Those are facts. You are not entitled to your own set of facts. And although every death is tragic, this is not systemic, and this is not racism. So why isn't CNN telling you that? Does Chris Cuomo want to come over here and argue this with me? Or does he just want to continue crying on television while he calls for the killing of white families to prove his political point that's completely false, continue the narrative proven to be a total lie, and do anything to hold on to the 3 basement-dwelling 35-year-old Antifa cowards that still tune into his garbage show for a couple of seconds before their video game boots up slowly due to the poor internet connection in their parents' basement? This coronavirus thing is dead. And so is the Capitol riot narrative. RedVoiceMedia.com broke a story yesterday. By the way, that's where the truth lives, RedVoiceMedia.com. They broke this story yesterday that destroys the narrative the left has been falsely perpetuating about an officer that was supposedly bludgeoned to death by a Trump-supporting patriot wielding a fire extinguisher. For weeks, the media led the public to believe that Officer Brian Sicknick had died in a violent attack. But the official autopsy report has now been released, which proves this to be a total lie. Sicknick died of natural causes, not a fire extinguisher to the head. Speaking of expert medical examiners, we also know that the Hennepin County coroner revealed almost immediately that George Floyd's death was as a result of his heart exploding after he ate a lethal amount of fentanyl and meth. But that's none of my business. Instead, we have to watch as these elected representatives participate in the political assassination of a man, a Minneapolis police veteran, as a jury is intimidated into convicting Derek Chauvin, no matter what the facts are, and no matter what evidence suggests that although the video shows his tactics could be questionable, the death of George Floyd factually was not a murder at the hands of a racist. Breonna Taylor's mother rightly called BLM a complete joke and a fraud, saying that she isn't even recognized by the group of domestic terrorists. That was broken here yesterday on Patriotically Correct by Deanna Lorraine. They've done nothing to help Breonna Taylor's mother financially in the wake of the death of her drug trafficking daughter, and they don't even know who she is. But when she posted that on Facebook, Zuckerberg's fact checkers removed it within hours of her pointing out the truth about this Marxist group being used as the muscle for these globalists in our government. Paid by George Soros, instigated by the likes of Maxine Waters, to descend upon your cities and bring total chaos, anarchy, destruction, and death. You know, the older I get, the more the movie Wizard of Oz applies, as these state-run communist media outlets and major broadcast networks continue to cover up truth. That's the real pandemic. That's the real systemic problem in America. They cover up the truth continuously, the truth being that our country is not racist. The United States of America is the greatest nation on the face of the planet, and the only agenda that anyone should be protecting with their blood is the America First agenda. Many brave men and women have proven that this country is worth dying for, and I will be damned if I will allow these lies to continue to portray their deaths to have been in vain, or to tarnish the shine on this republic without working my ass off to talk to every credible whistleblower, to dig up every reliable and willing source, and work my ass off to reveal it all as long as I am living and breathing in America. Cortez Wealth Management is the premier sponsor here at Patriotically Correct, and that is because we do business with patriots. We do business with America First patriots. Carlos Cortez Jr., he's a family man, he's a father, and he is a husband. He's a father of many, many kids. Boy, I don't know how he does it. Being the father of three kids, I just can't imagine being the father of 600 like he is. My goodness. An independent fiduciary is important. Why is it important? Well, because he's not manipulated. He's not manipulated by Wall Street. He's not controlled by the regime, by the installed president up there on Pennsylvania Avenue, who's probably sleeping on his pillow right now. And so he can make, Carlos, that is, can make decisions for you based on your independent circumstances, right? Based on what your goals are, where you are in life right now, where you're trying to go, whether it's your retirement, when you're going to be able to kick your feet up, how much you're going to leave your kids, whether it's cryptocurrency, stocks, bonds, 401ks, self-employment, pension plans, any of those things, Carlos Cortez can help you. Give him a call right now, 813-448-3446, or visit him online anytime, CortezWM.com, home of the America First Retirement Plan, Cortez Wealth Management, CortezWM.com. Well, as the trial of Derek Chauvin comes to a close, major broadcast networks and left-wing communist state-controlled media outlets are using catchy phrases like embracing for violence and preparing for riots as their new catchy hashtags to promote their sex of the day, desperately trying to hold on to their shriveling audience that could only be compared to the shrinking testicular fortitude lacking in the talent pool at networks like CNN, the home of the notorious crier Don Lemon. Are we really to believe that this is the new normal, that people like Chris Cuomo pray for as the lack of real stories keeps him awake at night, only leaving him with manufactured narratives and lies, the incitement of unrest and violence to give him something to talk about on the failing platform? Here to talk about the upcoming BLM and Antifa domestic terror in democratically controlled cities across America is political commentator and PTC contributor Deanna Lorraine. Deanna, the urgent message of preparedness to all of this, you say what?
exactly what they want, although they don't really want us to be prepared. It basically, hey, we have free reign to do whatever the hell we want to do to terrorize your town. And of course, remember, cities aren't big enough for them. Right now, they want to go to the urban neighborhoods, too, and terrorize all these rich white people in their eyes. This is nothing more than a domestic terrorist organization, and they call Trump supporters domestic terrorists. They're the ones that are clearly domestic terrorists, and they're planning it out. How much more of domestic terrorist organization do you need to have? I mean, this is it right here. This is the recipe for disaster. This is George Floyd riots 2.0. This is OJ Simpson, a repeat again. We're going to expect this whole reign of terror all summer again. Say goodbye to businesses. Say goodbye to stores. Any small business that landed, that somehow made it through COVID, is going to be destroyed and looted and burned down for God's want. And they love it too. And if we complain about it, then we're just overprivileged. We have white privilege and we have no reason to complain. I mean, this is just, I've never seen anything so.
Yeah, and the riots are going to be a whole lot worse than they were before, because now they're graduating away from blocks and bricks. They're evolving beyond urine bombs and Molotov cocktails. And now here in Minnesota, according to a police insider, a whistleblower, a source of mine, boots on the ground, in the thick of it, right in the middle of all of it, they are locating, law enforcement, cops, police are locating stashes, hidden stashes of firearms that are being left purposefully for rioters to now launch deadly assaults, assassinations, attacks on cops, law enforcement, innocent bystanders, women. We have the days of rape upcoming. As we know, today is 420. We're not celebrating the smoking of marijuana anymore. There's actually the challenge, the rape challenge now. How many women can be raped in the city of Minneapolis in these democratically controlled cesspools across the country? It's absolutely ridiculous. And you're right. Anybody raises an eyebrow or questions somebody like Maxine Waters for the incitement of violence, the real insurrection that's taking place, will be called racist, bigots, all the other things. I wear them like a badge of honor. In other news, Deanna, reported on by Alex Jones over at InfoWars, a disturbing headline now reads, quote, unvaccinated women claim unusual menstrual cycles and miscarriages after being near recently vaccinated individuals. Now, I'm sure that the AJ haters will come unglued, calling him a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. But in the days of mis and disinformation, can we really rule anything out?
No, not at all, Stu. And I'm sure this is your male viewers' favorite topic to talk about, which is women's menstruations and periods. But really, though, this is actually a serious and dangerous topic right now, because what's happening is you would expect a lot of people to have negative, scary side effects from these vaccines. And a lot of rumors have been floating around that they're secretly trying to make women infertile or men infertile. But there's actually now a lot of information that is proving this claim correct. Women are coming forward that have had dozens of miscarriages all over the country and actually all over the planet. One woman posted an Instagram post saying that she was about 8 weeks pregnant. She had a miscarriage shortly after taking the vaccine. And it went from 6,000 followers to 30,000 followers overnight, with hundreds and hundreds of messages from women claiming the exact same thing, that they had a vaccine and then they got a miscarriage or majorly irregular periods or missed their periods altogether. But what's even more scary is not only that the women that were vaccinated had missed their periods for months or had a miscarriage, but they were around women that were vaccinated recently and then they had their miscarriage. So it seems like it's contagious, this infertility. Sterilization of women and men seems to be contagious. Something is in this vaccine that potentially is making people infertile, and you can't even be around someone that's had the vaccine.
Yeah, well, we've talked about Bill Gates and his depopulation strategies. I mean,
again,
all this has been right out in front of us,
of
and we're dealing with a little bit of a delay here and some internet problems. Deanna Lorraine travels all over the place. I'm kind of jelly because she's in places like the Bahamas, and I'm not going to disclose your location right now, but, you know, we're dealing with a little delay. We'll get through it because the information is still pertinent. It's there. They've told us what their goals are. They want to depopulate the world, and this is Bill Gates. This is his entire plan, coming to fruition. Exactly. We talked to Dr. Jane Ruby, who talks about all of these blood clots. I mean, we're talking 60,000 adverse reactions. Those are only the reported ones. And now Alex Jones, InfoWars, Deanna Lorraine reporting on the infertility thing. Well, that's what they want to do. We're not supposed to have kids. We should replace them now with immigrants, with illegal immigrants that are now coming into our country. Give them everything, because these people will not revolt. They will not stand up for their rights. They know no freedom, and they will be subservient to the state, which is exactly what a totalitarian regime is in search of. This is why the rioting, this is why the absence of the rule of law, and this is communism taking place in America right now. Shots fired with Deanna Lorraine, weekdays, Monday through Friday, right here on Patriotically Correct. We'll see you tomorrow. A little bit of technical difficulties there with a delay from her undisclosed location. Deanna Lorraine, also a user of CBD. That's right. She's a customer of Verve Forever because she does business with America First Patriots. She does business with veteran-owned companies. And why wouldn't she? Why wouldn't you? If you're already doing your CBD business with a non-veteran-owned company, trash them. Get rid of those people. Cancel your subscription, your auto ship, all of that. Verve Forever is an America First Patriot veteran-owned company. They offer the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. If you're doing CBD business elsewhere, there's just no reason for it. There's no explanation for it whatsoever. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Check out all the benefits of CBD. If you're not familiar with the products, holistic and natural ways of dealing with physical pain or dealing with psychological issues like stress and anxiety. It keeps you balanced, and it does it in a holistic and natural way, not like these chemicals that these doctors shove down your throat in the form of prescriptions. Everything is sourced from right here in the United States. When you're dealing with Verve, you're dealing with the highest quality products at the most affordable prices. Tell them that Stu sent you when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. That's AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, it's no secret that our new normal expects us to live by a different set of rules than those that rule over us. Bureaucrats, so-called leaders, politicians, elected representatives from the school board levels, county commissioners, and all the way through our court system and into our federal government have been outwardly abusing their power, influence, and authority to crush the rights and liberty of freedom-loving Americans since the politicizing of the coronavirus, the shooting of violent criminals by police, the riots in our streets, the removal of a president, the framing and jailing and prosecuting of patriots, masking, social distancing, business closures, limiting the size of family gatherings, the canceling of holidays, using the police as the new-aged brown shirts as a form of intimidation, or calling anyone with an opposing opinion racist or bigoted. We've covered it all, and I wear those titles like a badge of honor. But the blatant hypocrisy of these radical tyrants has gotten almost comical. It's amusing, because laughing is really the only thing that can keep us sane as we look in the mirror every day trying to convince ourselves that we're not crazy, that all this is really going on. Pinellas County was featured in a judicial corruption expose that I recently released after interviewing attorney Kenneth Ferguson, which, by the way, if you haven't seen it, you must. It's available on the Stu Peters YouTube channel and desperately needs the immediate attention of the Florida Attorney's General Office and Governor Ron DeSantis. But with that being said, it's no surprise that Pinellas County's so-called officials are abusing their authority to enforce unconstitutional restrictions, squash the rights of you and your neighbors, all the while living by a completely different set of standards themselves. I've provided you with my secure and encrypted email. I follow up on everything sent to StuPeters@ProtonMail.com. I'll never ignore a credible source, and although it takes longer than I would like sometimes, I do follow up on literally every lead that I receive to establish its legitimacy. Now, although this isn't earth-shattering news or groundbreaking revelation, I just wanted to take a moment here this afternoon to illustrate the narrative that I've been screaming since Patriotically Correct was launched. I want to show you an example of this outrageous and maddening double standard of living and the enforcement policy of policy by scumbags like Renee Flowers. These are photographs proudly displayed on Flowers' social media, specifically Facebook, where she dons her maskless face. Renee Flowers is a Pinellas County commissioner. She was recently before the school board advocating, of course, for mask mandates. Those mandates for you and me, not for Renee Flowers, obviously. Shameful. We just thought you'd like to know about this in case you think it's appropriate for residents or other representatives in Pinellas County to know about this in case they missed it. Astonishing. Meanwhile, in the People's Republic of Minnesota here, specifically in Rochester, home of the Mayo Clinic, a park board president called Linnea Archer wants to make sure that you're aware of the real meaning behind the American flag and wants to make certain that her voice is heard on that meaning, as many residents of that progressively run city might be offended or even worse, frightened if Old Glory is displayed at the police officer memorial in her city.
My only other item is, I think I would be remiss in not mentioning it. So the American flag that's going in at the law enforcement memorial, and we have other American flags and at the Soldiers Field Memorial. I'm not suggesting we not have it there because it's appropriate, but the American flag for many is patriotic, but for others it is a sign of injustices. And I just wanted to make sure that when we're thinking about that, some of those symbols that we put into our parks are well-intentioned and support some of our community, they could also be misconstrued or feel like other people are not represented in our community. So just bringing that up, that like, I know for myself, when I lived in a different area of the country, the American flag was used as a hateful thing. It was a sign that you could get in trouble or you could be, and just to make sure that we know that some of our members of our community will see it that way, and that I know it's not intended that way. So with that,
this is really happening. These are the actual pictures and voices, the recordings, the videos, the thoughts of elected representatives sent to various positions of power and authority in our government. The importance of local government accountability needs to be recognized. Everyone needs to be aware that even the most seemingly meaningless elections, like positions like this Archer has here, they have consequences. Should also be mentioned that Archer is a former school teacher, and there's no doubt that she used that influence in an attempt to indoctrinate children. Unbelievable. It is hard to believe that these people are running around amongst us. It's hard to believe that they're getting elected to positions of authority, and I hope that you heed my advice to pay attention to local elections. Nothing is too small, and elections have consequences. You also face consequences if you don't do business with an independent fiduciary like Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. The consequence is that you're dealing with products that are designed by these big box corporations, by these huge bank conglomerates, by these big franchises, the names that you see all over the major broadcast network and fake news media advertising, spending billions of dollars to try to attract your attention every year. They're all manipulated and controlled by the establishment. They're all controlled by the gangsters on Wall Street, but not Carlos Cortez, not the independent fiduciary who's a God-fearing family man down in the Sunshine State of Florida. No matter where you are in the United States, you can do business with Carlos Cortez. You owe it to yourself to check him out. Give him a call in his office at any time. That number is 813-448-3446. 813-448-3446. Or you can visit Cortez Wealth Management online. They are the home of the America First Retirement Plan because they're America First Patriots. Visit them online today at CortezWM.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu sent you when you visit them online at CortezWM.com. Well, we, of course, love success stories. Anytime we can take a stand against tyranny and the silencing of Americans that wish to tell the truth, we celebrate those victories as they come. You might remember Philip Stutz, an author that we talked to on Patriotically Correct several weeks ago. Stutz launched a paid campaign using Facebook. He launched ads for his new book, The Undefeated Marketing System, How to Grow Your Business and Build Your Audience Using the Secret Formula That Elects Presidents. But he was banned. He couldn't even pay to market his book that highlighted a marketing strategy that could potentially be helpful for entrepreneurs in America. Following that interview here, along with several others on major broadcast networks, Facebook lifted their ban. Stutz has since conducted several interviews. His book launches today, and he joins us right now. Philip, this is a victory we're celebrating. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, excited to, a short-term victory, I think long-term concerns with the social media platforms. We can jump into that.
Of course, yeah.
But for the moment, yes. And I think, Stu, the important thing for us to think about here is, so what? So my book cover ad campaign got banned. What we found in 2018, because, you know, I run a political marketing business as well as a corporate marketing business. In 2018, the political ad market started to change and ads starting to get banned. And, you know, most people sat back and said, oh, hate those political ads. Good. Glad they're gone.
Right.
Off the Facebook platform. Right. And of course, it was in a response to the 2016 Trump win. And I kept saying at the time, guys, if they're coming for us now, trust me, you're next. And what we found, not just through my story, but through a couple other stories I'll tell you about, are business owners and even nonprofits that are trying to help sexually and physically abused kids were also banned by Facebook. My story kind of lifted up other boats. And my point ultimately is there are millions of businesses today that rely on the social media platforms to provide for their families, to provide and give a paycheck to an employee, that give jobs. And we are now seeing bans go everywhere on Facebook, not just in my stuff, but in, like I said, nonprofits, regular businesses. These bannings are continuing to exist, even though, for me, my ban was lifted.
Yeah. We talked to Craig the Sawman Sawyer. We have talked with Yaku Boyens. These guys are both out here fighting the child pedophilia, the sex trafficking that you were alluding to. Sawman actually had a shirt that said Save Our Children. It was a hashtag shirt. Very nicely done. Very simple. It was a black shirt with a white hashtag on it, Save Our Children. That entire campaign that he paid for on Facebook was completely removed. Save Our Children. Imagine that, Philip.
Yeah. And I'll enlighten your listeners. And by the way, thank you, Stu, because you're part of the effort. I was able to get my message out, and abruptly out of nowhere, Facebook lifted their ban without any notice in March of 2021. No notice, no anything. Like, and the reason this is important for me to explain, because while I was telling my story, a charity came to me and said, we also were banned. And I said, well, what do you mean? They said, they were a charity in Florida that helps physically and sexually abused kids, save them out of those homes and try to give them treatment services and try to place them in a safe home. Okay. And this particular charity had the worst year fundraising in their career, but due to the coronavirus. So in the fall of 2020, they decided that they needed to run a fundraising campaign to end the year. And what happened? Facebook called them an issues campaign and banned them from raising money to save sexually and physically abused kids from these horrific homes that they've been in because of all the lockdowns. And so, the start of the year started, they went to Facebook, they said, we want to run a campaign at the start of 2021, denied. And then all of a sudden, abruptly in March, when my ban got lifted, their ban got lifted. But here's why this is, the abruptness of it is not good either, because this is an organization, a nonprofit, that depends on lead time to produce their campaign, to write their campaign, to get the creative, their ads up, to shoot the videos they need to shoot to raise money.
Right.
That takes 4-6 weeks. But because Facebook gave, which in the past, Facebook gives you lead times on any kind of changes in the rules they're making. But now it's just out of nowhere lifted. And now they are just in the process right now of restarting their first fundraising campaign in almost 7 months.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not out here saving children. I'm not doing anything nearly as heroic as this outfit is. But I will tell you another thing is that leading up to the election in 2020, the questionable, highly disputed election, I'm just going to go there just because, we're on social media as well. But, you know, we had been very suppressed on Facebook, specifically shadow banned on Twitter a little bit. We watched our followers go down, things like that. But our audience viewing size, we watched it go down during our live broadcasts in the afternoons. Well, just about a week before the elections, Philip, we saw that thing skyrocket and go up. Massive amounts of people were watching, and we were head scratching saying, why would the leftist communist giant Zuckerberg all of a sudden allow the uncensoring or the lifting of the suppression for a conservative commentator like myself or a platform like Patriotically Correct, knowing who we are, what we stand for, preceding this election. Well, what else was going on that week? Interestingly enough, Zuckerberg and Jack were up on Capitol Hill testifying to how fair they are, how that these algorithms don't exist, and how they're not suppressing anybody's speech. And they could use shows like mine as examples to look to say, hey, look at this guy, for example. He's receiving all of these views, all this whole audience. He's not restricted at all. Immediately after the election, wham, the guillotine came back down. We were silence choked out again. And now
We were posting, you know, redvoicemedia.com. We post stories every day, multiple stories. These things were, I was getting banned. Oh, no, no, no. You can't post that many times. Oh, Facebook regulates the amount of times that you can perform an activity like this. You have a 24-hour ban from posting. You can't ban. But now that's been lifted also, and we can post as frequently as we want to. So you're right. The volatility of this just inadvertent, arbitrary decision-making that's happening at these social media giants that control the narrative is really quite alarming, and it's very scary. Especially in times that are as unsettling as we're in right now.
And Stu, I'll give you another story. This has nothing to do with Facebook. It has something to do with Amazon. An author, Justin Donald, wrote a book, came out in January, hit number one on the Wall Street Journal list, a financial book about how you should have invested or how to look at the economy during the coronavirus. And it almost never hit the bookshelves. Why? Because when he went to publish it on Amazon, they made him remove the words COVID-19, COVID, and coronavirus. Why? Because they said he wasn't a doctor, even though in his book, all he talked about was how he had invested during the pandemic. That's it. It was about it was an investment book about how he invested during the pandemic. And he was told by Amazon he had to remove those words. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to put his book on their platform.
Yeah, well, Bezos doesn't hide his communism over there. I mean, he's right out in the wide open. They were part of deplatforming Parler, an entire platform where typically conservatives gather in kind of an echo chamber. I mean, it's okay. I use the platform. But the fact is it doesn't matter what the platform is or, you know, the quality of the platform. The fact is that they were able to just remove it.
Yeah. And again, people can say, you know, well, you know, these social media companies, like, I don't want to see all these ads anyway, but it is a form of speech. And what we've been talking about preceding, like up to the election, was how people, like, you know, we talked to this, got banned for just posting, right? But this is now entering into the business world. And what we're seeing companies, you know, like after the Major League Baseball All-Star game was moved out of Georgia, you're seeing companies become advocates now. And when you have advocates, now you're starting to suppress speech.
Yeah.
And because of this, I'm telling you, this is affecting small businesses now when they're not even able to market or advertise on their business, selling their products or services or whatever it is. And maybe my book cover ain't that big of a deal, and it really isn't. But it is a sign of things to come. They started banning all of us and our ads in political campaigns in 2018. They are now starting to ban business ads. And I cannot tell you how many business owners have reached out to me or that I've seen that have had their ads taken off of Facebook for no reason. No one explains anything. And they have nothing to do with politics. It's not about me saying in a book that I'm going to teach you a marketing system to elect presidents. That's not what they're doing. They're literally selling products and services and they're being banned.
Unbelievable. And then you see these large, huge corporations, these big conglomerates, Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, and all of their wokeness coming out. They can say and do anything that they want to while the mom and pop stores suffer. So you've written multiple articles about the cancel culture, the real pandemic cancer, in my opinion, that plagues our country as these politically correct and woke communists attempt to silence conservatives. And you've proven that it's possible to defeat the giants. I don't know. You said it was kind of by accident. You have no idea why. But these people want to choke out the little guys like we were just talking about. So what advice would you have for anyone else that might be dealing with the shadow banning, the deletion, the censorship, and so on?
Yeah, if we're not standing up and talking to our representatives in Congress, look, the left, give them credit. They are trying everything they can to cancel us. And they have now convinced the entire Democratic caucus that this is the way to go. And unless, you know, the problem with a lot of middle of the road or middle America people is they got jobs, they got kids, they're at soccer practice, they're trying to get their kids to school, they're trying to work a job during a pandemic. There's a million things going on.
That's right. Yep.
They don't want to pay attention to politics. I'm telling you, I see this in the data every single day.
Yeah.
They want to live their lives and be left alone. And you've got a massive, huge group of people in this company, in this country. Maybe it only represents 10-15%, but they're the loudest voices in the room. It's kind of like you hear Twitter isn't real world. Well, it's true, but the fact is that they're the loudest voices in the room and they're getting all the rules changed. And until the quiet voices step up and speak up, this is only going to get worse.
And that's because they have our backs against the wall. And you said, you hit on the main point that I try to say all the time. We're busy. We're trying to get up. We got our kids to get ready for school. We got to get their backpacks put together, fill up their water bottles, you know, because they're shut off at the school. You don't want to spread that deadly plague. And then, you know, you got, like you said, soccer practice. You've got hockey to go to. You've got Boy Scouts, or if they're still around after all the sex scandals. You know what I'm saying? People are busy. They don't want to pay attention to politics. But that is where it gets really dangerous, because not paying attention when politics is what's controlling all of the aforementioned and everything that you do, whether or not your kid is masked up while they're exerting themselves, whether or not you're allowed to go to your gym, and if you have to muzzle yourself when you go there wearing these face diapers. I mean, it impacts everything. And so I think what the goal here is to just continue to push the envelope, stretch it further and further. Remember, 15 days to flatten the curve, 15 days to slow the spread. We're what, over 14 months now, approaching 15 months since we've all been locked down, separated from our families, holidays have been canceled, while these bureaucrats, these elected representatives, in all of their hypocrisy, are out here dining at the French Laundry, flying all over the world, going to large gatherings and weddings, donning their maskless faces all over the place, and people are going, I've had it. I just don't care anymore. I've had enough. I don't want to hear about it. Just let me return to a little bit of normalcy. And when you give them that inch, they take miles and miles and miles. They've come after the First Amendment, and the second is next.
Man, you're speaking truth, so thank you.
Of course. Your book is available where?
Oh, it's available everywhere. And for your listeners, we dropped the price, the Kindle version on Amazon, ironically, to 99 cents today. So if anybody out there in Stu's world wants to read The Undefeated Marketing System, How to Grow Your Business and Build Your Audience Using the Secret Formula That Elects Presidents, we will offer it for you guys at 99 cents in the next 24 hours.
The Undefeated Marketing System, How to Grow Your Business and Build Your Audience Using the Secret Formula That Elects Presidents. Philip Stutz, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Folks, they're a veteran-owned company. They're a Patriot-owned company. They are an America-first company. They are Verve Forever, home of my CBD. I am a customer of Verve Forever. I tell you about Verve all the time, and that's because I'm a believer in the product. I use the product that has worked for me. I don't want to call it a cure, because God knows what happens when you're out here calling something a cure. We all saw what they did to Donald Trump when he was talking about hydroxychloroquine. But you know what? The fact is, I'm not going to stray away from the truth, and that's exactly what it is. It cured my pain. I had arthritic pain, completely unbearable in my shoulder. I was scheduled and slated for surgery. I use the topical cream on my shoulder, no more surgery. And I don't have to use the cream every day either. It seemingly cured my arthritis pain. I also use it for my psychological stuff, you know, for stress and anxiety, just the everyday goings on in our country, in our daily lives, the hustle and bustle, the busy, trying to be a contributor, trying to be a parent, trying to be a good husband. All these things, it takes a lot out of you. It's a lot of work every day. And just maintaining that holistic and natural, steady, even keel can sometimes be difficult to do. Verve makes it easier. Go to Verve Forever's website right now at AmericaFirstOil.com. That's AmericaFirstOil.com. If you're not familiar with CBD, go check it out right now. It will positively impact your life. I'm telling you right now, whether you're dealing with ADHD, maybe you have some PTSD, stress, anxiety. I have stress and anxiety. It's okay to admit that you do too. This can help you with that, or physical ailments like joint, muscle, or ligament pain. Maybe you have some knee issues, back problems. Maybe you have migraine headaches. All of it works for those things without shoving these toxic chemicals and prescriptions down your throat. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Do business with a veteran-owned company, Verve Forever. That's AmericaFirstOil.com, folks. Make sure that you tell them that Stu sent you when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, we all know that the violence is going to ramp up, specifically in democratically controlled strongholds, beginning right here in the Twin Cities metropolitan area of Minneapolis and St. Paul, expecting 20 to 40 buses to arrive with insurgents from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. We know that they're paid to be here, because who else would go halfway across the country in a stinky bus with other basement dwellers as they leave their video game lairs in their parents' homes and showerless selves get on the bus next to another booger picker and drive halfway across the country to cause chaos and carnage, looting, rioting, burning, raping, pillaging on the streets of Minneapolis? Or who's buying these plane tickets? I mean, these people can't afford this stuff. But it's all for a noble cause. It's all because black people are being savagely hunted by white racist cops. And whose fault is it? Whose fault is it for being upset or even questioning any of this? You should put up with it when your corner store burns down. You should put up with it when your church is ignited by arsonists in broad daylight on the streets of Minneapolis, the place where you go to worship God. You should blame yourself, not anybody else, but yourself, for even questioning why George Floyd or why the 13-year-old Adam, as Chris Cuomo calls him, or why Dante Wright were in these positions. Just watch. Look at Chris Cuomo here.
And so many others. You're here, people. What are you going to do when you see these shootings? You know what you're going to do. At George Floyd. Did you hear about him? That Dante Wright. Did you hear about him?
Yep, heard about him.
That 13-year-old Adam. You know he was a gangbanger.
That's right.
Why do that? Because you want to make the problem them. Takes the onus off the idea that you're wrong about policing not needing to change.
What?
Forget that police are trained to deal with non-compliance with force that is not lethal.
Really?
Hey, comply or die. Yeah, I mean. And you know what the answer is? You really do. You don't like it. I don't like it. It scares me. Shootings, gun laws, access to weapons. Oh, you, I know when they'll change. Your kids start getting killed. White people's kids start getting killed.
Your kids.
Smoking that doobie that's actually legal probably in your state now, but they don't know what it was. And then the kid runs and the pop, 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 pop.
Doobie. Boy, he's hip.
Cop was justified. Why'd you run? Oh, he had a baseball game tonight. Huh. The white kid. Oh, big family. That house over there. Those start piling up. What is going on with these police? Oh, what? Maybe we shouldn't even have police. That kind of mania, that kind of madness, that'll be you. That'll be the majority. Because it's your people.
Your people. Your people. The empathetic Chris Cuomo pretending that he doesn't live the life of an elitist, protected by this bubble of law enforcement. With racist white cops carrying guns. The Silver Spoon New Yorker, the brother of the genocidal governor, touching women, getting away with all of it, as he throws around his mob-style way to New York. What was this when it's your people crap? Chris, were you just using your white voice pretending to talk to us Caucasians? You white people. What is that? Where do you come from? Hey, Chris, I have an idea for you. Why don't you study up on individual responsibility? Let me tell you something, huh? If Dante Wright, George Floyd, and that 13-year-old Adam, as you call him, had not been living a life riddled with violent criminal activity, guns, drugs, and gangbanging, they'd have never been in a position to die at the hands of any police officer, racist or not. But you don't discuss facts, and you never will address the real systemic issue in America, which is fatherless homes. You sit up there at CNN preaching from your soapbox of love and humanity, as an advocate for these pseudo-aristocrats, while you endorse the radical Marxists as they actually call for the escalation of violence and a real insurrection, Maxine Waters, well, you blame you white people. What struggles have you ever known? What impoverished lifestyle have you ever lived? And in what economically challenged neighborhood filled with real poor people, Chris? Oh, wait. You can tell me your real life experiences dealing with the people in these neighborhoods, and I'll give those sentiments some kind of regard. You need to stop lying. You need to stop lying to yourself and lying to the American people, if you can help it, just for one broadcast. The unfortunate people in these neighborhoods are held back not because of the color of their skin, Chris, or because of a racist cop, for that matter, but because of intentionally failed liberal Democrat policies. And it's not a coincidence, Chris, that this seems to run the most rampant in only democratically controlled cities. Name a city or a state run by a real conservative that seems to struggle with a violent criminal element, or where droves of black people are being hunted and gunned down in the streets by these racist cops you seem to love to point a finger at. Where did you get your law enforcement training, Chris? You speak of this training that officers have had to deal with deadly situations without the use of deadly force as a response. Where are these materials? Where are these training materials? Oh, wait. It's ridiculous. Remember that the truth lives at redvoicemedia.com. Don't forget about that encrypted email. If you have a story, or if you have a tip, or if you're an insider and you've had enough of the lies coming from the likes of Chris Cuomo and his growing circle of clowns over there, I will always Protect your anonymity when you reach out to me at stewpeters@protonmail.com. That's S-T-E-W like the stuff you eat. Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S at protonmail.com. Also, if you'd like to leave us a voicemail message, we have a new voicemail box for you. Feel free to do so at any time. Your calls may be used on the air, so have a lot of fun. I especially enjoy hearing from all you haters. The number to call to voice your concerns, ask questions, leave comments, or feedback that I will hear directly is 1-877-45-WARRIOR. I know you'll like that number when you think about it. Again, that's 1-877-45-WARRIOR. We want to take the time to thank our sponsors, Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management. They are an independent fiduciary. They don't bow down to Wall Street. They're not manipulated by the establishment. An independent, God-fearing, patriotic fiduciary that can make decisions based on your individual personal experience and your goals. Call him today, 813-448-3446, or you can visit him online at CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Also want to thank our sponsors over at Verve Forever. Verve Forever, they are an America First veteran-owned CBD company. It will make a positive impact in your life. The highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices can be found at AmericaFirstOil.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstOil.com. Do business with a patriot-owned, veteran-owned CBD company. It can help you, folks. I'm telling you, it'll make a tremendous difference in your life. It has in mine. Physical pain, social stuff, psychological stuff, stress, anxiety, all of that can be taken care of. Till tomorrow at 6 p.m., here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!
Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe, 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 it's time to go, go, go. You're just so status quo. Both friend and phone, no, you're a no-go, Joe.
Come on, man.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich.